This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has given a befitting reply to Pakistan by destroying terrorists' hideouts under Operation Sindoor. He stated that the government had given the armed forces free hand to act, enabling all three services to execute a tactical entrapment that compelled Pakistan to kneel down. The Prime Minister stressed that Pakistan can never win a direct war with India, and that is why it is involved in proxy war by promoting terrorism. Mr. Modi said this while addressing a public rally in Bikaner, Rajasthan.
मैं देशवासियों से कहता हूं जो सिंदूर मिटाने निकले थे उन्हें मिट्टी में मिलाया है जो हिंदुस्तान का लहू बहाते थे आज कतरे कतरे का हिसाब चुकाया है जो सोचते थे भारत चुप रहेगा आज वो घरों में डूब डूब के पड़े हैं अपने हथियारों पर घमंड करते थे जो अपने हथियारों पर घमंड करते थे आज वो मलबे के ढेर में दबे हुए हैं
Earlier, during the public function at Palana in Bikaner, Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees in Bikaner, Rajasthan. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that these Amrit Bharat stations not only preserve India's thousands of years old heritage, but also serve as catalysts for tourism growth across states, creating new employment opportunities for youth. In a coordinated global outreach, multiple high-level Indian parliamentary delegations have embarked on visits to key nations. The delegation headed by JDU MP Sanjay Jha met Japanese Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya in Tokyo and requested Japan's support in the fight against terrorism. Mr. Jha called for giving effect to the UN Security Council press statement of 25th April, which underlined the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable and to bring them to justice. A high-level all-party delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Dr. Shrikant Shinde reached in Abu Dhabi yesterday. The delegation held substantive discussions with Chairman of the Defence, Interior and Foreign Affairs Committee of Federal National Council, Dr. Ali Rashid Al Nuami, and other senior Emirati parliamentarians. Dr. Nuami stressed that India-UAE relationship is beyond trade and culture and encompasses security and strategic issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi today. The two-day summit aims to highlight Northeast region as a land of opportunity and attract global and domestic investment. The summit will include ministerial sessions, business-to-government sessions and meetings, startups and exhibitions of policy and related initiatives taken by state government and central ministries for investment promotion. President Draupadi Murmu conferred 6 Kirti Chakras, including 4 posthumous, and 33 Shaurya Chakras, including 7 posthumous, to the personnel of the Armed Forces, Central Armed Police Forces, and State and Union Territory Police during Phase 1 of Defence Investiture Ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Kirti Chakra was posthumously presented to Rifleman Ravi Kumar, Colonel Manpreet Singh, DYSP Himayu Muzammal Bhatt, and Naik Dilwar Khan. Major Malla Rama Gopal Naidu of Maratha Light Infantry and Major Manjeet of the Punjab Regiment were presented the Kirti Chakra. India has welcomed the signing of the treaty between the United Kingdom and Mauritius on the return of Mauritius sovereignty over the Chagos Archipelago, including Diogo Garcia. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the formal resolution of the long-standing Chagos dispute through this bilateral treaty is a milestone achievement and a positive development for the region. Earlier yesterday, United Kingdom signed an agreement handing sovereignty over the contested and strategically located Chagos Islands to Mauritius. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Gujarat Titans by 33 runs at Ahmedabad a short while ago. Chasing a target of 236 runs set by Lucknow Super Giants, Gujarat Titans scored 202 runs for loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, Lucknow posted 235 for 2 wickets in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.